We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Esty. Esty, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
Doing great. You must be excited about As Is.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Tell us about As Is. It seems like, is that a personal testimony, your personal testimony?
It very much is my personal testimony. It's just, taking the time out to just reflect and thank God for where he brought me from. And to let people know that even though we live our lives as Christians, the only difference between us and the world is that at the end of the day, we get on our knees and ask forgiveness and try to be better the next day. So I just wanted to take a time to just give a personal testament, and that's how As Is came about.
How did you come up with angels and butterflies?
Angels and butterflies. Well, angels, because obviously we are a ministry, so we wanted to include the gospel part of the name, so that's the angels. And butterflies is a symbol, actually, of hope, and it actually came from the single that we did as a soundtrack for a movie, and in talking about what we were going to name the album, we said, well, actually, my husband came up with, why don't we just continue with the theme of butterflies, and that's kind of how we came up with the title. Actually, I can't even say I came up with the title. It was my husband's ingenious idea, and we had agreed on it.
Let's talk about some songs like Excuses. That's a beautiful song, beautiful ballad.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell us about Excuses.
Well, Excuses is, I mean, we make so many excuses that we are probably not even cognizant of, and that's always the enemy's way of just trying to keep you from doing what it is that you are supposed to do. And it's just so easy to put off things until tomorrow. And when it comes to giving your life to Christ, that is definitely not something that you should procrastinate about. So I wanted to kind of use some examples of what people might have used, because it's so easy to get caught up in just all the things going on in life. Everybody is super busy. But you should always take time to give God glory. And so, and for those who are even lost, take the time to give your life to Christ or even discover what Christ is about, So that's the whole theme of Excuses.
A song for you. Wow. I've heard a song for you done by several people, but not the way Esty does it. Tell us about that, a song for you, Lord.
Well, Donny Hathaway is one of my favorite artists, and so I just thought that that would be gorgeous as a gospel song. And as you can see, I mean, there's really not much change. I just, made it a personal thing geared towards God, and that's how that came about. So that was another thing that me and my husband had conspired on.
And I really like your voice. I like the way you did the song. And I tell you, what captured me was the intro, the way it came on. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Let's talk about another song, which it seems like it must have been a fun song for you to do. The whistle song.
The whistle song.
Was that a fun song to do?
Yes, it was, because as you can see, I'm not a very good whistler, but I kind of wanted that to be heard, that even though this is kind of a flaw I have or imperfection, I still thought that that would bring out my character more. So I added that to the song, and just, we can be really heavy at times, and I just wanted to be lighthearted, and we don't always have to have a reason to be happy. Sometimes we just are, and so I was feeling blessed, and I say, hey, there's a song in my heart, but instead of just singing it, I just wanted to come at a different angle and decided to whistle.
How do you describe your music? Because you seem like there's a little R&B in there, a little jazz, you're contemporary, It's hard to pigeonhole you, Esty. How would you describe your music?
I guess I would say versatile because that's one thing that I was really gearing to do. I didn't want, if I had my way, I don't want to just be put in a box. I wanted to be able to do different kinds of music that, you know, hopefully everybody likes what they hear on the album. But if there's something that other people can't relate to so much, perhaps they can go to this track and say, oh, okay, well, I feel that, you know. So the wonderful thing about gospel music is that it could be any genre it chooses to be. What makes it gospel is the text, you know. So I use that fully to my advantage. So I've kind of collaborated with and pulled a little bit of my college training. And so I have some ballads, you know, have some upbeat things, have some things with even, you know, people rapping in it, if not me rapping myself. So I try to be very, very versatile.